Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We'll get back to your calls in a bit. 877-337-6666. Pete McCarthy with you on The Fan. Of course, on Thursday, the big introduction as Joe Judge will become the latest head coach of the New York Football Giants. And joining us right now, Tom Rock, covering the Giants for Newsday. And Tom, how would you characterize this coaching search for the Giants? Not necessarily where it ends, but I guess just the overall process of how we got here.
Well, it was pretty much going according to script until the last chapter, and then all of a sudden, all chaos reigned, and now the Giants are going to introduce Joe Judge to the public tomorrow, and this is a guy that really nobody knows anything about, because he's been in sort of the shadows of those staffs with the Patriots and at Alabama. He's never really had to come forward and be behind a podium and be in front of the cameras and the questions. So I'm very curious to see what the magic is that the Barras and the Tishes fell in love with during their meetings earlier this week, because he's gonna have to deliver a lot, because people have lost a lot of faith in the Giants organization up till now, and it's going to be up to Joe Judge to restore some of that tomorrow.
And you can understand, he is the fourth head coach hired this offseason. I'd say he was probably the Giants' fourth coach compared to Ron Rivera, McCarthy, what we certainly heard about Matt Rhule. Do you think that's a fair characterization?
I don't know about McCarthy, but he was certainly, let's just say this, heading into his interview, I think he was a bit of a courtesy, a bit of an afterthought. My sense going into that interview was that he was sort of interviewing maybe to be the 20th Giants head coach if things didn't work out. It was just kind of a get to know you and, why don't you go down to Mississippi State and coach there for a few years, and we'll see how things work out here, and maybe one day we'll get back together. And it turned out to be the farthest thing from the truth. I guess technically, if he was supposed to be the coach after Matt Rhule, maybe in a certain way he is, but that's just the way it worked out.
How did Judge earn that interview in the first place?
Well, he got a big recommendation from his boss, Bill Belichick, who still has close ties with the Giants. And he got a raving recommendation from them, and so they brought him in. They're the only team that interviewed him. They're the only team that asked to interview him. A lot of people were banging around on Josh in New England and other coaches, and then a lot of people had the same names, going down Bieniemy and Martindale and some of the other guys. But the Giants were really the only ones that looked at Joe Judge, and just talking to people around the league, it sounds like the expectation was that Judge would be up for a head coaching job maybe next year. And it turned out, the Giants brought him in. They were a little bit ahead of the curve or behind it, depends on how this works out. And signed him up once the Rhule thing fell apart, they looked around and they saw who the rest of the candidates were. And they picked their guy. It really is similar to how they wound up with Daniel Jones. They kind of went around the process. They looked around and they found the guy they fell in love with. It was kind of a wedding dress moment for them.
Did Pat Shurmur pick Judge too?
I don't know.
Probably not.
I don't think Pat Shurmur had a hand in this decision.
Tom Rock of Newsday with myself, Pete McCarthy, here on The Fan. So I'm sure you've been doing some digging, and Giants fans will get to hear Joe Judge's voice probably for the first time when he is introduced on Thursday.
Yeah.
But is there a best story, something you could share about Joe Judge that you've learned over these last few days?
Well, the one that's kind of making the rounds is from last year's Super Bowl when he was asked about the most menial task he's ever had to do, and it was when he was working on Freddie Kitchens' staff, and Kitchens made him put together his the swing set in the backyard for his kids. and he went and did it. You know, he good for him. You know, he's a guy that you know, no job is too small, I guess, and or too menial. And you know, it kind of illustrates that, you know, he's the way he's described is detail oriented and willing to work, and a hard worker, and a guy who can command a room. So he's gonna have a room tomorrow that he's gonna have to try to command.
We gotta get a picture of that swing set, make sure it's still standing, right? That'll test
the
attention to detail.
By the way, who's the head coach now and who's not, right?
That's right. There you go.
It'd be interesting if Freddie Kitchens came along as the maybe as the offensive coordinator for the Giants, huh?
Well, you know, look, there are stranger things. What have you heard as far as the process to put together a staff, as we know that is such a huge deal, especially for a head coach that doesn't have a coordinator background either offensively or defensively?
And a first-time head coach who's only 38 years old, right? You know, he hasn't been around a lot. You know, some of these guys, they bounce around. This guy's been in two places for the last 10 years, so it's really hard to kind of piece together who his people are and things like that. I will say this. So I think they need to get somebody with experience by his side, somebody who's sat in the head coaching seat before. Maybe that's Jay Gruden. Maybe that's Freddie Kitchens. You know, maybe somebody on the defensive side of the ball, Wade Phillips. In terms of the offense, I will say this. Daniel Jones loves Mike Shula. From what I'm told, he considers him the best coach he's had in his life, and that includes David Cutcliffe down at Duke. So, you know, if the Giants are interested in maintaining some continuity with Daniel Jones and maybe making their young quarterback happy, I wouldn't be surprised if Mike Shula stuck around in some capacity.
That's a good way to do it. We just saw the Cowboys do the same thing, right? Kellen Moore is going to remain the offensive coordinator under Mike McCarthy. And you know, that's always your concern, right? The quarterback's going to learn new offense, and you have all this haywire after 1 year settling in. It would make a lot of sense for Daniel Jones' development. It's a new voice, I suppose, that the new culture changer, if you want to call it that. And then the actual X's and O's, the language, all that can remain the same.
That's right. And they don't even have to hire him. He's already under contract. That's so true. They just don't have to fire him.
There you go. Keep it nice and easy as we chat again. Tom Rocca of Newsday joining us right now. So when Joe Judge is introduced on Thursday, what's one of your top questions that you have at this press conference? What are you looking to learn from this day?
Well, I think I want to, you know, he talks about the process. He in the statement that the Giants put out today, he said the mission is to win, and that's pretty clear. But he said it's going to take a process, and that starts right now. And so I want to know what that process is and how long it's going to take. You know, is this a process that takes an off season and they'll be ready to go in September, or is this a process that he thinks is a 2 or 3 year plan and might be ready by then? You know, some of that question he might not be able to answer himself. Some of that has to do with the front office. And that leads to another question, which is how is that going to be worked out? Who's in charge of this roster building season as we head into the off season now? Is it going to be Dave Gettleman and the head coach sort of along for the ride and giving input, but not making any final decisions the way it has been for 30 or 40 years now with the Giants? Or is there going to be a little bit more of a shuffling of the power dynamic, which John Mara and Steve Tisch said they were very open to in keeping Dave Gettleman on the job. So those are really the two questions I would have for him. I don't expect to get very much clarity in terms of answers, but those will be the questions that will be asked.
Well, reasonably, if you had to anticipate it, what do you think the goals are from ownership for these, let's say, first 2 years? Because, you know, I thought if they were to hire Matt Rhule, well, you got to give him at least 4 years. Maybe he does outlast, say, Dave Gettleman, if Gettleman has some poor drafts or the Giants don't improve in the way they would like to see in the coming years. Joe Judge doesn't have that same clout background, hasn't been a head coach before. Is this another guy that if he doesn't have success in these first two seasons, we're doing this whole process all over again?
Well, because after two seasons, now you're looking at your watch and you're saying, okay, how much time does Saquon have left, right? How much time does Daniel Jones have left on, especially on his rookie contract? And you're gonna start to say, well, we need to see results now. I could see them tearing this whole thing apart again in 2 years if it doesn't work out. The flip side of it, obviously, is that it could work out. And sometimes as people who follow the Giants, it's easy to forget that sometimes things do work out, just because they haven't for so long here. I think I wouldn't be surprised if they don't make the playoffs for the next 2 years, if there's another big wave of change coming through this organization.
So when we hear the word process on Thursday about 400 times, which I'm sure we will, it's not the Sixers process. This isn't something that's going to last 5 to 6 years, and there's still got to be some urgency behind it to, I guess, put that imprint on this team, an identity right away, right off the bat, first season and a half, to get things going there.
Yeah, I mean, I think they definitely need to, I don't want to say make the playoffs in 2020, but they need to contend. They need to play. How about a meaningful game in December? I mean, that would be certainly a step in the right direction. You know, just be in the mix. Even if you look around the division this year, if they were just a little bit good, they would have been right in the middle of that race. So I think for them, you know, being a contender, a playoff contender next year, and the playoffs the year after that, I think that's probably the minimum.
Do you think this whole process should have been eye-opening for ownership, that the Giants' star as a franchise overall has fallen amongst some that are up for these head coaching jobs?
I don't. You know what? It's interesting you say that, because I think when they fired Pat Shurmur, John Mara made a similar statement, and he said, "I understand that the reputation of this organization has been sullied a little bit." I forget what the exact quote was, but that's basically what he's saying is, We've taken a hit in terms of our reputation. So I don't know that this process necessarily over the last 10 days has opened their eyes. But I think the last 5 of the last 6 years have certainly opened their eyes.
Because I guess if we looked at it, we'd say, right, Ron Rivera didn't even bother eating, talk to really any other team other than Washington. They were able to get that done right away. Dave Gettleman saying as soon as they turned around, that was done. Mm-hmm. So maybe the Giants were caught flat-footed on that, you could say. Mike McCarthy, they let him go to Dallas to interview because they were anticipating speaking with Matt Rhule. And then McCarthy signs on at Dallas. It's that nightmare scenario. Mm-hmm. And Rhule ends up getting this huge contract from Carolina that the Giants had the option to match. So I suppose, is that the one saving grace here, that at least Rhule was open to talking to the Giants? It was just a financial contract that the Giants weren't willing to match?
Well, I mean, they weren't going to commit to matching a contract when they hadn't even spoken to the guy. You know, people forget that piece of the equation, that they hadn't interviewed him yet. He had been on vacation with his family on the beach, and then came back and was ready to start his interview process. And the next thing they know, they get a phone call saying, can you match a 7-year, $60 million deal for Matt Rhule? Otherwise he's not coming. And they said, we haven't even talked to this guy. And by the way, yesterday we got our socks blown off by this kid, this 38-year-old kid from New England who came in and lit up the room. So I think they were a little taken aback in terms of I guess the audacity of that from Rhule's side of things, and said, well, you know, listen, we are still the Giants. We're not gonna commit to a head coach who we haven't even spoken to yet. You know, that kind of money. We like this guy, and you know, he's set the bar, and we're gonna go with him and see how that works out.
In retrospect, could they have done more to be the first team to interview Rhule or meet him down in Texas?
Yeah. Those are things that could have happened. You know. They certainly could have gone down there. They could have made sure that they were the first to talk to him. But I think they felt like they were in a pretty strong position being the second one to talk to him and the last one on his schedule, because they were in a position to not let him leave the building if things worked out during their interview. It turns out he never even got in the building.
Yeah, it'd be one of those stories that'll follow all of these coaches around at least for the next few years. And if they have one of them has a ton of success, certainly much longer than that. But Joe Judge is the Giants guy, and he will be introduced on Thursday there in Jersey. Tom Rock, Newsday, will be there keeping track of it all. And Tom, we appreciate the time tonight. Thank you.
Thanks, pal. I'll talk to you soon.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.